Gabrielle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So, can you explain to us how the Buddy Project works?
The Buddy Project works by taking people that want a friend, and these people don't necessarily have mental illness or suicidal thoughts or anything like that. It takes two people that have a similar interest. So, for example, when I first started the program, One Direction was probably our biggest interest that people had in common. So music, TV shows, things like that. And we also look at their age and pair them based upon what kind of interests they have in common and also who is around the same age as them. And we hope that by pairing people based on those kinds of things, it can create very strong and lasting friendships. And this is all done through the internet. So a lot of people were a little bit questionable of it at first, but I have seen like hundreds of successful buddy pairings, and they've all met through Buddy Project.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a really great and useful idea. How did you come up with it?
I was actually trying to go to sleep one night when I was 15 years old, and I had followed a lot of people on Twitter since I was a big fan of music, and I just came across three different people the same night that were all thinking of suicide, and that just really wanted me, that made me want to make a difference. And the year prior to this incident happening was kind of like a buildup of me becoming a mental health advocate. So I kind of took what I had experienced before with some of my personal friends and as well as myself, and kind of thought, like, why not create a community so that people don't feel alone and so that people who may have a tough time making friends can have a way to do that without going through the trying to find people, like taking away those awkward steps that some people might not be the most comfortable with.
Yeah, and we've just had both Suicide Prevention Day and Are You Okay Day last week, aiming to promote conversations surrounding mental health. What have you learned about the importance of having these conversations in your work with the Buddy Project?
I found it's really important because even though mental health advocacy isn't just, it shouldn't just be for a day or it shouldn't be just for a week or a month, depending on what kind of like awareness event is going on, it's an everyday thing. And I feel like these conversations create more people that will have those everyday conversations and not just on Are You Okay Day or on World Suicide Prevention Day. And I feel like even though some people think we shouldn't have a specific day for these things, it does create those people that start to become the stronger advocates. I mean, I feel like that's how I had become an advocate to begin with, because I didn't even know that World Suicide Prevention Day existed before coming online. And just knowing so many people that were going through mental illness and them talking about it has, I feel, really helped a lot of people understand more about mental health and has started to decrease the stigma.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people who are trying to help or be there with someone who is going through a tough time, sometimes they don't really know what to do. And I think from what you're saying, like just being a friend or having a conversation can really help. Why do you think strong friendships make such a difference for people suffering from poor mental health?
I feel like a lot of the times it makes a huge difference because, I mean, I can't speak for everyone with a mental illness, but I know that people living with mental illness a lot of the times have told me that just having someone to talk to is really just like something they need really bad. And when people may isolate themselves or if they have trouble making friends, they don't have anyone to really talk to about their mental illness. And just having someone there, even if they're an internet friend, really helps some people. It also just helps people not feel alone if they meet someone that might be going through the same kind of situation as them, and they can relate to them that way. And I feel like just having companionship really makes a difference Like, it really goes a long way. And having people to support you through the tough times, to let you know that you can get through your mental illness, or just, if you don't have the mental illness, get through a tough time in your life, that just really makes such an impact.
Now, the Buddy Project has created thousands of friendships around the world since its inception in 2013. In that time, what shifts have you seen in the way young people are supporting their friends' mental health situations?
I've definitely seen a big difference. I think that more people understand when it's acceptable to kind of like let their friend just be by themselves. And that always isn't like the best thing for some people with mental health problems, but sometimes people just need time to unwind and they need time to themselves. And sometimes people with mental illness might just kind of need to focus on themselves and not prioritize other things in their life. And I feel like that's one of the things a lot of people have learned, as well as just knowing when to reach out. So if they have been letting their friend kind of take some time to work on their own health and focus on themselves, but their friend isn't reaching out maybe, or if they're just maybe acting a certain way, that's a little bit different from their norm, people are starting to finally learn the signals and the signs that kind of show their friend is in is in a spot where they need help. And I think that this is really making such an impact on people, because their friends are starting to finally be there for them before they could possibly harm themselves, or maybe possibly before they might have they might just do something impulsive or things like that, like symptoms of mental illness, like they might be able to kind of intervene before something negative could happen.
Well, Gabrielle, thank you so much for the work that you do, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Daily this morning.
Thanks for inviting me. It was great talking to you.